Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A new six-week class coming at Kenai Peninsula College is designed to help individuals or families battling a challenging market overcome their renting woes.
What prompted us is through the Homeless Coalition, there was a need for renters education, and they had talked about this and has been in the plan for a year or two. And wanting to educate mostly people who have had that poor rental history and how to get them back into good standing with landlords.
That was Learning Center office manager and rental course instructor Lisa Burkhart. Burkhart says in the future, the goal is to offer the course at community agencies like Love Inc., Lee Shore, and the Nikiski Shelter of Hope, with the hope of making the atmosphere more amenable to those who might shy away from attending a class in a more formal college campus environment. The course is free to those who qualify, and registration is required. Please contact the KPC Learning Center office for any questions. The longtime Alaska telecommunications provider GCI has changed course on an earlier decision and now plans to keep its longtime email service. The decision was announced last week on March 20th when the company posted publicly that they were making the decision in response to the volume of feedback from customers who wanted to keep their email. The company will continue to operate the tens of thousands of accounts, but for the same $4.99 fee customers have been paying since last year. The decision to keep the email service comes as a surprise, especially after GCI publicly said a change of course was highly unlikely. As far as those who have already canceled their accounts since the August announcements, well, they're out of luck. The company says it will not reinstate accounts that have already been canceled. Although the company stopped offering the service to new customers in 2015, more than 40,000 people still use a GCI email. A new state veterinarian has been appointed. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana with the report.
Dr. Sarah Coburn was selected as state veterinarian within the Division of Environmental Health at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She is replacing Dr. Robert Gerlach, who has been the state veterinarian since 2004. I am honored to be selected as the next state veterinarian, said Dr. Sarah Coburn. I look forward to collaborating with the industry stakeholders, animal owners, and agency partners to protect animal health and support One Health goals. Dr. Coburn earned her master's degree in clinical sciences with a focus in veterinary epidemiology before completing her veterinary degree at Colorado State University. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
At the February 27th Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting, an ordinance passed on an 8-1 vote authorizing the sale of parcels of Kenai Peninsula Borough-owned land by live outcry auction. The Kenai Peninsula Borough offers surplus land every year through competitive public sale. The land auction will be held May 11th at Soldotna High School beginning at 10 a.m., with an in-person bidder registration starting at 9. For more information and to view the borough's complete brochure on land sales, go to the KPB Land Sales website. Parcels offered for purchase are linked to the KPB GIS system for easy access to maps highlighting the property for sale.
Two things about this land sale. First of all, it's a priority of this administration that borough lands are made available for the public. We want to see those lands go to the purpose of building our communities. And the public outcry option is the fairest way for parties to participate versus the sealed bid or negotiated sales methods.
That was Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki. Land available in the upcoming May auction includes substandard lots that may pose development challenges but still hold interest for some bidders. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.